Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. If you do find these devotionals helpful, please do pass them on to anyone else who may find them helpful also. And this week in our Luke series, we're reflecting on the account of Mary and Martha. And today, let's briefly consider how we can ensure that our busyness doesn't turn into anger. Let's read from Luke 10, 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Today's lesson: we know that we are distracted from Jesus rather than busy in his service when we are regularly assaulted with anger. I say that again. We know that we're distracted from Jesus rather than busy in his service when we're regularly assaulted with anger. Being busy is a good thing. Being like Martha is a good thing. We all need Marthas in our lives, and we all need to learn from Martha. We're told that she opened her home for Jesus. Hospitality is a wonderful thing. There would have been no food if she hadn't prepared it. Being busy can be richly rewarding, but it can also lead to great brokenness. Using our time well will mean that we are busy. And when we are filled with God's truth and presence, these seasons can be very rewarding. However, the world, the flesh, and the devil love to make us busy for the wrong things or busy with the wrong attitude so that we end up angry, lashing out. Paul speaks of his exemplary and healthy God-sustained busyness in 1 Corinthians 15:10. "But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me." We can all be like Paul or like Martha in our busyness. The pressures of life, when sustained by God's grace, are sustainable and productive and very rewarding. However, busyness can turn sour. The problem was that her busyness led to her anger. Why was this? What led to her attack on Jesus with the words, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." I'm sure that we've all had times when we felt that Jesus was not helping us as we feel he should, and we've been tempted to judge him. It seems to me that the heart of her problem was that she was judging Christ as being uncaring. She allowed faith in Jesus' love for her to be overshadowed by accusations of Jesus. Being busy becomes overwhelming and angering when we lose faith that Jesus is with us and is caring for us. Added to this, busyness turns sour when it's driven by legalism. If we get busy to earn God's favour and to earn people's favour, we put them in our debt and attack them if we feel that they're not paying us back for our hard work. So in response, we know that we've become distracted from Jesus rather than busy in his service when we are regularly assaulted with anger. Martha lost faith in Jesus' awareness and care as she became distracted and busy. If we're becoming angry, in the busyness of life. It's time to make time to listen to Jesus and have our faith in his love restored. Know that his eyes are on you. Know that he is with you. Know that he is caring for you. And allow this to turn your busyness into a place of joy. Busyness can become like a storm. In the following account, we see the disciples make a similar accusation to Jesus. In Mark 4, 38-40, we read this. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown? Don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind and the waves. "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Today, we're not talking about how to make our lives less busy. Rather, the focus is on how faith in Christ can fill our busy lives or the storminess of the busyness of our lives with sustaining joy. So as we go into each day, let's ensure that our hearts are filled with the words from Philippians 4, 12-13. "I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. I can do all things through him who gives me strength." God bless you.